Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the man of the chart, looking at three charts in 3 minutes, moving on news. It's Zach. You're right, Zach.
I'm all right, you're right.
No, I'd just be interested in a rabbit around the house. My 3-year-old son got a rabbit in the house. I was, get, I have no time for this. I got to talk to someone on the podcast. And I was chasing him.
I think you're just pretending. I think it's you actually like playing with a rabbit. You just try anything to get out of doing some work.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, the stocks are moving today. Amrit Pharma, AMYT, they've released their half-year report. It shows they have a 10.7 million euros in the cash in the bank. And also, they've been granted US patent for this lead drug, Epilsalvin. So that looks good, you know? So what do you think?
Absolutely beautiful. Inverted head and shoulders from the beginning of May. The neckline there at 23 pence. We break 23 pence and we should head to 30 pence relatively quickly.
Lovely, because I hold stock in that company.
Very, very tempting, I have to say.
Iron Ridge Resources, IR, announced the right to acquire a highly prospective primary hard rock lithium exploration license in Côte d'Ivoire. What's that?
Oh, the Ivory Coast. That's the one, isn't it? Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, well, they had the rocket launcher there in July. I think we had the gap above the 50-day moving average, and it lived up to expectations after that went to nearly 20p. Bounced off the 50-day average at 11.7 pence today in the floor of a rising July trend channel, and really breaking the 20-day line at 13 pence should be all that is required to hit 25 pence over the next 1 to 2 months.
Marvellous. And the third one is Pantheon Resources, PANR. They've announced they're spudding the VOBM3 well. What do you reckon?
Well, I think it's... we had the gap down through the 200-day moving average at the beginning of the month, which is not one of the best signals around, probably the opposite of the rocket launcher. I'm not quite sure what the opposite of that would be. But since then, we've already bounced, really, we've already retraced about 10, 15% of the fall. My view is that below 100 pence, we still risk heading back down to the January low at 67p.
Yeah, that's a rocket crash, really.
So it's a bit, you know, just need... I mean, it maybe it'll consolidate and stay above 80 and go back up from there. But at the moment, I'm a bit concerned, especially with the good news coming through. You know, it hasn't really impacted. I think people are a bit, you know, fingers burnt on that.
Well, could be a buying opportunity though, Zach. You know, you never know. Anyway, thank you very much, Zach. And you can see the charts, by the way, on the blog there at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. And Zach's annotated charts. Thanks very much,
Thank
Zach.
You.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.